Citizens Against Expanded Gambling spokesperson Lori Pickens says the groups asked businesses with lottery terminals to shut them off for the day. They're also asking the public to take the money and open up a savings account.
Kind of modeled after the quit smoking campaign. And when you look at it, I mean, not very long ago, our government used to encourage people to save money by investing in municipal bonds and savings bonds. And today they encourage people to buy lottery tickets and gamble and things that actually benefit directly the state, but not so much its citizens.
Pickens says Americans are expected to lose $118 billion to government-sanctioned gambling this year.
Specifically here in Wisconsin, when you look at where the majority of lottery tickets are sold, they're sold in the zip codes with the lowest per capita income. And they're so basically the state is selling hope for a dollar. I mean, when you think about that, in order for the state to win, its citizens have to lose.
Pickens says the movement started in Oregon by a woman whose brother committed suicide over gambling debts. She says only the industry involved in it and the government gained from gambling.
Its whole business model is predicated on playing to extinction. So eventually, where they really make the industry really makes their money are people who get involved in the gambling to the point where it literally extincts them or, you know, bankrupts them.
Pickens and others think if gamblers put their money where it grows rather than where it's most likely to get lost, they can create a nest egg over time. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.